Blog Talk. Kawalani Nash, Eternal Love and Bliss just kind of came in there. Isn't that how life is? Something just comes right in. Welcome, everyone, to Awakenings. I am your host, Michelle Mache. Good to connect with all of you. And we have with us today our co-host, Paulo D'Oro, who's with us for the month of September. Aloha, Paulo. Yes? Can you turn up your phone? I'm doing well. Let's see. You need to have a little more volume on your phone. I guess we should have done a little bit of a check.
Okay. What do I do?
Is there a way to make it louder or put it closer to your mouth?
Something else. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
How's this?
Oh, better. How's this?
Better? Okay.
Thank you, Light. We've got people coming in the Sacred Space of Empowerment, also known as Chat. We want to welcome everyone.
Welcome.
And how is it on the island, Paulo?
Oh, it's absolutely crazy and surreal and wonderful.
Sounds like life.
Representing the planet, I think.
Exactly. Those of you that are just getting into the chat, we will have our guest will be on later, Alan Okun, who Wisdom Astrology, Soul-Centered Astrology, amazing book, by the way, Soul-Centered Astrology. I've read and reread and reread that book. He was on a few years ago when he was in Portugal. We'll see what's happening with him and talk about his book, Rulers of the Horoscope, and kind of get the astrological, galactic, universal scoop on things, because we like to keep up on what's happening from different sources, right, Paulo? Different sources,
right.
Different viewpoints.
From the ancients to, you know, for them to have their voice now is very apropos of what's happening with all these dimensional bleedings and mendings and blendings.
Oh, I like what you're saying about that, that really the dimensional. I want to dive into that. First, I want to let everyone know thank you so much for your emails of healing, love, light, concern. I'm doing much better. I had major, muscle spasm or something. It was just a very interesting. It's going in the book. That's all I'm saying. It's very interesting. Talk about other dimensional experience. But I really do appreciate the emails. And to keep up on stuff, my Facebook page, facebook.com/MichelleMache, that's Michelle with one L, and that'll get you to all the Awakenings info. It's really the Awakenings page, but for some reason it's under my name, but it's the Awakenings with Michelle Mache page. Or my blog, soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com, keeping up to date. We'll keep you up to date with that. Because you know I love being here, so it must have been a dilly for me not to show up for the show, for our connecting. And I appreciate Paulo for being here, too, and holding the space. And just an excuse for you to be on more, Paulo. I love it.
Oh, it is. I do, too. I think it's wonderful to play. And being able to reach out and help others. This is a great, great format.
Yeah. And, Paulo, is there, just because we had some emails also, how people are asking how to get in touch with you.
Oh, they can get in touch with me through my email at paulo@planetproperties.com.
Okay.
And I'll have that I'm trying to get in the chat room and I'm not in. I could put
well,
it in
get
there.
In there.
How do I get in? You have to
log in.
This out.
You have to log in with your name and password.
Okay. If I log in, will I lose my connection with you?
No. I'm logged in also.
Okay. So where do I log in? Help? Premium? I don't.
Go down. And this is for everyone, to log into the chat. If you want to listen as a guest, that's fine. But if you want to interact in the chat room, go at the bottom of the dialogue box, the bottom, and it would say sign in. Let's see.
Huh.
Yep.
Careers, advertising.
I've got it. Anybody else can help with that? That'd be great. How to get in there. I'm looking at it different. If I put it up, let's see, default player, open a new window. You're right, it is kind of. At the very bottom, before you get to the very bottom, it'll say, note to comment in the chat, you must be logged in. Please register or log in. So you log in. Right before where you get where it says Facebook, Twitter, learn more about us, create and share, almost about three-quarters of the way down. So that's for everyone. If you do have – hello, Tamara. Great to see you. Great to see everyone. So much – I'm doing these monthly updates on this radio show in Canada, and I'm uploading those to my blog, everyone, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. I did one on the awakenings, when did the awakening actually begin? What is it and when did it begin? So I'm going to try to do more of those. I can do more audio stuff. It's really hard for me to write. So those of you that like writing on the blog, it's going to be very little writing and more audio posting, which I like anyway. It's hard to write when you're channeling, when you're downloading. It's easier just to put a, you know, maybe that's why my guides are wanting me to do more audio. It's hard to write when the information's coming through. It's just easier to press record, you know, bing, and have the mic there. So anyway,
yeah,
so I am doing more.
The speed doesn't right? necessarily add with the brain speed.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. If you do have questions, comments for Paulo and I, the number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad, and that'll let us know that you have a question or a comment, and we will get to that. One thing I do ask, I love the email questions. Keep those coming in. We love answering those. But if they're going to be personal, specific to you, it's really better that you call in to the program, maybe even chat, but really better that you call in. The ones that are more, a bit more personal but universal to what others are also going through, it's easier to do those, on air without you actually having to call in. Did get some wonderful emails about with a theme, probably five or six with the same similar theme, that people are feeling a lot of peace of mind knowing they're not the only one going through these changes, and feeling much more calm about the upcoming changes. And I think once we have information, once we know what's happening, it is easier to feel assured, right, or that we're on the right path. Paulo, did you get logged in?
I'm still going there. Still.
Three quarters of the way down.
It didn't show. I don't have it. I don't have
it. No, you have it.
Three quarters of the way down. No.
Yeah,
says
if you
I'm
press on the
when I push my
well,
Pomodoro, it says
chat.
My account log out. So it says I'm logged in with my photograph, everything. But I don't see.
Well, you have to go to my page. You have to go to the Awakenings page. You have to find the Awakenings
okay,
radio
that.
Page.
Okay.
Oh boy. Yes, I am doing readings on the show. Oh, let's go to that while Paulo's logging in. We've got 267-285. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Pixie Jewel.
Hey, Pixie Jewel.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Today's a
an interesting day, a great day. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm doing good, actually. Very good. Hi, Paulo.
Hello.
How are you? This is my first time being on while you've been on, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I am too. What are you bringing us?
Love and peace and joy.
Oh,
well, I love that.
Okay, so I have a question for the both of you. Hopefully you can help me. My mother is going through some things with her home, and I've been helping her out as much as I can. But I wanted to know if you saw the situation working itself out, or I'm worried that it's not going to be the best for her. I'm worried that she might end up losing her home. So I want to know if
you saw
that.
Yeah, I keep hearing move. There's a move. If she would move, would she be moving closer to you?
I don't think so. Where she lives, I live in the city. She lives more in like a suburban area. So I think she wants to stay in that area. But
well, I see her, it might only be for a time being, but I see her closer to you is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Paulo, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm feeling that basically this whole interaction around the home is really about the interaction between you and your mother. This is just the vehicle for that. And that I believe that it's bumpy. It's really bumpy because there's unclear status of how this home is represented, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to be rocky and she might lose it. I think and your concerns are valid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But it's about bringing the two of you closer somehow, and I feel like it's also in proximity.
Okay. Do you see
you
when you say
daughter, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, proximity.
Go ahead.
I mean, closer. Do you have a daughter?
Yes, my daughter. Yes.
Yeah, your daughter. Yeah. There's something about coming. I agree with coming closer, and sometimes that will be for proximity. You know, one thing I've been working with lately, and it fits in with this with my etheric teachers, is that, you know, we've become very, you know, I don't want to say, well, formulaic in how we all live, with certain formulas or certain areas mean certain things, or we have certain, you know, ideas, which is good. That's what we're here to do on the earth plane, is to live out or act out our ideas. But sometimes they shift the meaning of what we're doing, where we're living, how we're living, shifts. And that's what's happening for a lot of people right now, especially for March of this year, 2011, the next 18 to 22 months. That's going to be a major, major focus for people, is not so much what we do, but how we do what we're doing, not so much where we live, but how we live. So some people may find themselves in living situations that they never thought that they would enjoy or like, but then later they realize, wow, I feel so much more fulfilled living this way, or this opportunity came up. So remember, spirit works deeply. You know, spirit works underneath the surface. So what seems to be not good, not great, like a maybe step backwards, many times is a forward motion, because what the changes that are happening on the earth plane have already happened etherically.
Okay.
Our higher self, the source energies, are just moving situations and people around. You know, think of situations and people as energy. And so if your energy is already elsewhere, the last part of you to move into that new configuration is the physical you. You know, but
okay.
I know it's
now,
hard. I know it's challenging with the house. Go ahead.
Yeah, now when you say proximity, do you mean that, is it possible that she might end up having to live with me, or will she end up being able to find her own place?
Well, that might be for a little bit, yes. Yes, Dixie Jewel.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
I think also that you need to trust your feelings. This has also come about so that you can have a experience of trusting your inner, what you're feeling, what your messages for you are in this, so that you can strengthen this with your daughter. Your daughter has the gift also of seeing, and I think that you, she needs the elders, she needs her, her grandmother around her and you, and all the feminine energy around her to help nurture her gift and her gifts.
That's so crazy you said that, because I'm asking you this question, and I already felt like I knew the answer. I just needed some kind of confirmation. But I had a dream that my mother was living with me, like after all of this. In a dream I had that she was living with me. And I'm like, well, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I don't even know how this is going to work. But I remember dreaming about it. So
it's crazy. Both are very strong beings and strong women, and it's about you being in your strength as well and your particular vibration of light and color of light and allowing yourself to shine completely while she is there. You be you in all, you know, not changing at all, not missing a beat. And that, as Paul is saying, is going to allow her to grow into a part of her that she, it's part of her soul growth. To, and what I mean by that is more of the soul energy coming into the personality. It's going to allow her to become less rigid, to grow in a,
Yes, she's very rigid.
I know.
Yeah.
But being in your proximity, being in your environment, she's going to move, she's going to, some of that rigidity is going to loosen up. She's going to embrace, not as much as you, but more of her mystical side, more of her femininity, more of her, you know, the yin presence, the yielding, receptive energy, the ancient energy that she brings in. But she hasn't had a way to express that or get in touch with it. She's run from it, you know.
Yes,
but it's going to be hard to do that when you and your whole place and your daughter is steaming with that. There's nowhere to hide. See, this is the thing. We have to remember that when we move or we bring different people in our life or somehow different people show up or we have different interests, that's new energy, a quality of energy coming in to us, literally, you know, or being released from the source of us into the template of our personality. So, you know, that people, things rub off. And when, and this is why when you're in close container, like many of us, whether it's a close container financially or the career, wherever you feel constrained, these higher vibrational energies are working on you, working at, to work through you to integrate into the personality. And for you, I feel, Pixie Jewel, it's you staying in your power, your empowerment, staying true to yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so, so much.
Love you too. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being there.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good one and stay, you know, I'm going to continue to ask that the guides, you know, gives you healing light and just to help work on you because we need you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're sending out to that to the universe right now. We need you, Michelle.
We need you, yes. We need you both, but yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just, it's my, part of my shifting. It's just the way that it's unfolding. And I had, before we get to the next caller, I think I mentioned, wanted to, let's see, where are we here? Okay. Yeah, I had an interesting experience. My Apollo knows that you're live. Any movement you can hear? Is that you, Apollo?
I'm in and out. What?
Been out? Okay, yeah, if you're moving around, we can hear. I had an interesting experience the other day coming back from my soft tissue work, which is amazing work, and getting some stuff on a kind of a deep cellular level as well. But I went... to the health food store to get some stuff, and then I said, I'm going to go to this fresh in the box. I'm going to go get a, you know, something to go. And then I said, no, I don't really need anything, but something drew me in there. And I went in there, and the owner, Michi, if you're listening, hello. We started talking, and she asked how I was doing because I'd been getting a lot of food delivered, and I told her what was going on, and this man was listening attentively, wonderful being. And he said, oh, I had similar experience, and, you know, it took a while, and so we're just talking. And then all of a sudden, he just turns his chair to completely face me. I was standing waiting for my order. And he says, would you like a soul healing? And I looked and I said, yeah. Yeah, why not? He goes, I go here? And he goes, right here. You just stand. I said, okay. So here we are in the middle of the restaurant. And Michi had had some work with him before. And actually he's going to be Larry. I don't have his last name, but he's going to come on the program at some point. And just tuned in. I could feel amazing amount of light, wave of light coming in, and I got a wonderful little soul tune-up. In my mind, the personality did, because I see the soul is, you know, perfected in light. And it was just amazing, just really wonderful. And we had a nice little chat, and I had a wonderful little feeling of that subtle energy, chakti buzz, and yeah. So you never know what's coming around the corner, you know?
No, that's, you don't. Isn't that lovely? I love when that happens.
Yeah,
and that's because you're aligned. You know, that's because I would like to state this here, that I believe that every one of us should in some way put in the equation of our lives this little file, a little space, a little energy for miracles, for magic. Keep magic alive. Yeah, because then you'll allow it to have its space and to play out for you.
Yeah. And to know
that's
that
wonderful.
Everything that happens comes from source energies, you know, and I agree with you, Paula, to call in that magic, call in the mystical that we are. Many times I'll do that in the morning. I'll do my ascension alignment and ask, you know, I want whatever. I want an experience, or I want to feel this connection, or I want to have something fun happen, or I want to feel more the mystery of life. And I do believe in that asking that you do set that in motion. Do you have any thoughts on
that? It's true. It's so true. You have to give it life for life to come to it. And that's in anything. If you see any part of you that's dormant and you want life there, give it life. You have the you're the source. The source isn't outside you. The source you're your own big lighter. You better
Yeah.
That's
true, boy.
Give it life.
Yeah. That is so true. And there are other aspects of us, you know, coming to us, meeting, you know, living out what we're not living out, and we're living out what they're not living out, you know, but it's all coming from source energies. So let's get to, we've got a 949-542. Hello, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Shut up. I got in the queue.
Hey!
I just heard giggling, and I went, oh, snap, I got to say hello to two of my favorite people.
And I go, it must be Adonia.
Hi, beautiful. Hi, Paulo. Giggle for me.
Hello. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, beautiful. Wow, how exciting is this? I really actually called to say hi, but you two are always so really beautiful in tapping in, and I wanted to know what my guides had to say to me today, what message that they want me to know right now as I'm sitting here with you about the work that I'm doing. I've decided to take it to another level, which is always good, and it's actually been pretty exciting. I've been a little fired up and branching out in different ways, and I just wanted to know what was coming forward with me, because, you know, I'm trying, you know, I'm trusting the process in full faith, and man, if I've been trusting like nobody's business these past couple of months, so, and dealing and allowing myself to feel whatever emotions, because the last time we spoke, Paulo really picked up on the deep sadness. That was actually, I was very much in that place the last time we spoke, and blessings to you, Paulo, for picking up on, yes, there was some deep sadness and some disappointment, but I have felt a shift come about. My lower back went out for less than 24 hours. I give thanks for that, recognized what that was. And so I just want to know what they're saying to me. Dreams have been a little cattywampus, so you know, it's all, I guess it's all divine.
Okay. Michelle, I feel that you're in a dormancy. There's a dormancy for allowing you to now integrate all that's happening with you, and bring it into the level of kind of the information I'm getting is that you're resting before the next big wave comes, and so all of your knowing and all of your being has this energy and knowing inside it that this, I'm kind of on a commercial before the program begins, and so it's like a hiatus or a vacation from the next surge of energy, because when you do things, you do it not just 100%, but you give like 120, 130, 140, 150%. You give so much energy to a project. Of wherever the focus is, wherever the intention is, you give so much of that. So that now you need the downtime. You need the time to integrate what is going on in your life. And as you're in this downtime, look at this and look at the passion that really you want to reach. Look at the places that you want to give life to. And work with that energy so that your vehicle can be, you know, in its acceptance. And willingness to receive, as wonderful Michelle put here. And really that's what the next surge is. It's already moving towards that. Just know that this is a little downtime, a little integration time.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing I heard, they said, relax, calm down, it's all in control. It's all under control. The first thing they said.
Do they know who they're talking to? No, I'm joking.
I know. Well, yeah, yeah. And the first thing is you are, your recent shift released a lot of energy, and this is for all of us because we are moving, you know, I go back to a lot of my blogs, and I've been talking about this for quite a long time. It's in my Daily Ohm course, 2012 Navigate the Shift. We are moving more into resonance by follow, and resonance is a vibration, is a form of energy. So we're moving past thought, and I want to say emotionalism. We're moving into emotions, energy in motion. So, but that, what that means is literally the energy in motion. How much energy do we have? What motion is it taking? You know, what form is it taking? So because we're moving beyond the mental plane, we're moving beyond even really using the idea of visualization, we're moving into resonance, the subtle energy, what feels right, not from an emotional level or an emotionalism level, but where do we feel the nudgings or the promptings. As we connect more to that, what happens is a lot of energy is released to us. So the human being part of us feels that energy and wants to do something with it. We want to rush, we want to fix this, start this, we want to do something. But really what's happening is we're getting more of ourselves released to ourselves, and we're feeling ourselves more energetically. So it may seem counterintuitive that you feel all this release of energy and you want to do something with it, but yet it's not totally going anywhere or totally connecting. So you have to learn to feel it and be with that energy. What does it feel like? What do you feel like? What do these qualities of you feel like? What does it feel like to trust? Get into the palpableness of it, that you could you can feel trust, you can feel spirit, you can feel and see the magic or the mystery. So that's part of the integration process for you right now. I do see you branching out more socially and on a career level, which is also one way that you're to be harnessing or channeling your energy right now. So if you feel like you have a few things going, but nothing's totally clicking in yet or nothing's totally hitting, it is because you are assimilating, but you're assimilating on an energetic level now. Is that making sense at all?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yes. Today we shall speak French on Awakenings Radio.
That's right.
Absolument. Yes.
Très bien.
Oui, oui. Oh. Well, thank you. that is sense. What did you say?
I said, bon, allez, let's go. It's true. Let's go. Andale.
that all completely resonated with me, and I thank you both for sharing that, because it's been really funny. It's been really interesting, I should say, the last couple of weeks. I've been getting really clear and, okay, if I'm going to do this, you know, how is that structured? And, you know, so the human in me, the left brain in me was structuring all of this stuff. And then I sat back and said, wow, I haven't sat down and meditated in a few days. That's not like me, connecting with all of the oneness of everything. And I was like, oh, well, I'm too wound up to connect with spirit in that way. And so I totally understand the fact that, yes, I do need to relax, and I do need to really feel into the trust that I have given, you know, to spirit, and to tap into that and return to my daily practice.
And also, in all fairness, and with this Pluto-Uranus square, what's happening, you know, with Uranus and Aries rules not only the head but the self. It's the physical, it's the body, our embodiment, spiritual beings. We haven't had this kind of energy on the planet, so we're having to integrate what does this Saturnian energy feel like and this Uranian energy. How do we deal with it? It's electrical. But we all have to reframe that electrical or having energy doesn't mean that we have to go do something. You know, you're going to have to find out what it is. Some of you are building, some of you, the shift is occurring where you need to be building something. You need to be anchoring the new energies that are coming in of the new emerging consciousness, and you're anchoring and building. Some of you have already anchored and built, Michelle, and you have to learn that those structures are in place. You have to allow the light to come in. You have to channel or funnel the light. So you have to know which process you're in right now, because if you're not in a building process and you're trying to build, you're going to have, a lot of frustration. So you're going to have to also find different ways of meditating. It might be walking. It might be dancing. It may be just laying and feeling what's going on within you or around you, or what are you noticing that's different. So you're going to have to feel it out, because this energy is quite electrical, and our body is mind, not just the body, but our mind is acclimating to it. You know, the ego is trying to say, you know, what do I do with this?
Right.
Because normally we're taught when you have energy, you go expend it. But what does that mean, expending energy? You go do something. You go create something. You make something. And that may not necessarily be the case. Yeah.
Fully heard.
Cool. All right, Adonia, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you, as always.
Thank you. Aloha, sweetheart. Oh, aloha to you too, Paulo. I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
I love this. I love the questions that are coming up. It's just so reflective of where we are all in the shift right now. 646-824, welcome to Awakening.
Hi, you really sweeties. Hi, it's Earth Mom.
Hi. Hey, Earth Mom, how are you? It's old home. And that's also for people listening. If you'd like to call in for a question, we do a bit of channeling.
It's like
psychic
old home
and,
week
yep.
or something.
Yeah, 12:45. The number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad if you'd like to get on air. So, Earth Mom, welcome.
Thank you.
Your question.
So, yeah, the mayor, here's some more French for you. The mayor's really hitting the sand in the part-time job that I really don't like. So I got to get my butt out of here. So I don't know if you guys see anything with that. And it's interesting, the theater company that I'm at, things are kind of funky there, and the place has got mice. It had bed bugs. When I go out of there, I itch. So I don't know if I should stay there, if the opportunities will be good, or if I should look for another place. And just, or whatever you guys, I'm at the bad place now, the workplace, but I guess it can't be that bad if I'm talking to you. But,
Yeah.
And also, I'm seeing a lot of my own mayor and how I operate, and I'm trying to be spirit and light. Anyway.
Yeah, forget about trying to be light. Just be how you are. That's the thing. Okay. And right now, and there is a lot of shadow. And I mean shadow, just the complement or the opposite of us. If you're normally the fixer or whatever, the healer, you know, you may be asked to play or be the complement to balance out on a soul level. So look at what's coming up and see how you can respond differently. I do feel, Earth Mom, definitely a move around you, that you will be moving from there, but not quite right. I feel like what I was talking about at the top of the program, you're in that container right now and being worked on. You're being energetically worked. The light is working on you. And it feels constricting. So when you feel that, the thing is not to bolt, not to leave, but work with the difficulty, the challenge, till you can get to a equal. Once you get to kind of an equal point or center point or feeling, there will be a releasing.
Can you
the container will open. Yeah. You...
I'd like to say one thing here. Right now, Earth Mom, I think you ought to just take some, and then this is ethereal, just take a hammer and take some nails and hammer your shoes down to the floor, to the earth. Get on the planet. Stay on the planet. And
we're
as long as you're staying on the planet, things are going to take care. You're going to be moving, because you're moving, but you're moving high up. You're flying over things, and so take an exhale and get down on the earth and react to what the planet's telling you. If there's lice, if there's things like that, you gotta face those things right there. That's the they're telling you. There's an irritability going on. This is not in alignment. There's no harmony. Which is okay. That doesn't mean it's, you know, you might be fine with that, but you need to know this is what the earth is telling you and move accordingly from that energy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a tough one right now. You know, we've got the Saturn in Libra, which is dealing with form and relationship and balance. Saturn is saying, you know, stick to it, you know, not to leave our responsibilities. You know, part of the ascension, in order to ascend, we have to be willing to be present. And it's not easy right now. You know, we have to be willing to, the willingness to be present to what's going on. It's like being in a pressure cooker, whether it's relationships, power struggles coming up, shadow stuff you're seeing within yourself or within others. But the thing is to process through it. You know, on my selfandlight.com that you can download for free, the perception projection process, that helps. Emotional clearing, repatterning. Because really what's happening is more of the soul design is wanting to get through, trying to get through. So think of us all as a snowflake. We're a certain shape. And let's say the snowflake that we all are is 3x5. It's a 3x5 snowflake. And let's say some of the openings in the snowflake are, I don't know, half an inch or something, okay? Mm-hmm. So that means there's a certain amount of light in that form. So if we are going to have more light that is us, our very being, our temple, our template, our the form that we are, the physical, has to shift. Part of that shifting is all form, relationship form, economic form, stock market form, school form, institution form, relationship is a form of managing energy. So it's all energetic shifts that are already shifting etherically, but to be manifested or represented physically, our form has to change. Where we work, how we work, we're being worked on so that our snowflake is bigger with more of our true design or our soul design. So that's why the willingness not to run, I know it's not easy, but face what's there, whatever the responsibilities are, get the support, you know, meditate, do your tarot, do whatever your divination tools or whatever, do your mm-hmm. spiritual practices, while you also kvetch, yell, scream, do whatever, throw shoes, you know, whatever, to get the energy moving, whatever that is, knowing that you're being widened. Your form is being enlarged so you can take up more space in the world, and more light. It's really about the light coming in.
Mm. Okay.
Okay? All right. Blessings.
All right. Blessings. Love both of you. Talk soon.
Love you too. Lots of love.
You too.
Aloha.
Oh, aloha, mahalo.
Okay. And we've got 510-227. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this
what's
is
your
Camille.
Name?
Camille.
Hi, Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hi. Okay, so my question is similar to one of the previous callers in that I've had pretty much a kind of like a slow year where I've been forced to put things into perspective for myself, take a look at different things, and it's kind of like watching paint dry in some respects. And I, yeah. And I'd like to know, yeah, it's just, you know, not the most boring, but, you know, something where I wish other things were happening. And it's not. It's not. So I'm ready to make particular changes, especially in my career and really, you know, starting to attract and manifest more forms of abundance and supply. And just wondering what you all see for me in that aspect.
Okay. I feel that, Camille, there's a sense of, deep inside, there's a sense of it's not going to work. Things are not, you're trying to be, you're fighting an energy that's kind of old childhood energy that you have to keep fighting. Is this kind of a repeating pattern?
Something like that. I mean, yes, I did
yeah,
hear something
yeah.
like that from my grandmother, and then
I'm hearing that. You know, it's my grandmother. Let's use grandmother to grandmother here. Fire with fire. My grandmother said to me, "There's always a time when you need to step on a spider instead of letting it be."
Right.
And this is a time for you to step on your spider. So, in other words, in getting and gaining your power structure. Your grandmother is sitting on you. She's kind of like, she loves you, but the coveted of love also keeps you from the energy of life.
Right, that is true.
Okay, so it's time to kick that grandmother out of that role and say, grandmother, go have a vacation now, you've earned it, or take a break and get off of my grid. And
right.
I would do that either energetically, I would move it through song and prayer. You, Camille, you have you've been a great singer in many lifetimes. I'm sure you're a great singer now. And whether it's for the public or whether it's for you or your soul, but you need to move that energy with prayer and song. And move your grandmother out. Pray and sing that your grandmother, you know, tell her to go where she needs to be.
Right.
And I believe you're going to start to see a lot of movement there in your own powers will come back and your own regeneration of your own life is what you really need right now.
That I can see. I can see that. Okay. And do you you see things increasing in that regard then?
Yes. As soon as you she's like a bulldog at the gate. And you need to just like, honey, you know, go out for a walk now. We're loosening the gate. And you can,
Yeah, exactly.
Take her leash and just walk her out to another yard. She's a great guardian. I mean, that's the energies that our ancestors and our country is built on, is these strong women. But their love, also because it's so strong, becomes an encumbrance. It becomes something that
overbearing.
We need to... Yes, it's a barrier. Mm-hmm.
And what
and
I noticed
see her
is...
as you need to move that barrier.
Well, you know what I noticed is I started to meet people. I moved from L.A., Southern California, to Northern California 4 years ago. And after a period of time, my move was not supported by anybody, like my extended family and old friends. They were just like, well, are you crazy? But this is where spirit called me. And in settling in here, I started to slowly attract people who were just like, who are you? Why are you here? You don't belong here. Get out, get lost. And after hearing that for a period of time, it makes you start to question and doubt, well, what am I doing here? And I've really been taking my power back to say, okay, not only am I here, but I wish to thrive here.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
I don't see any of that movement that you're doing on your own level, in your own grid, in your own formula, as Michelle has said. That formula is something you're attached to, of how you've been in the arena, how you fight your battles. But what you're missing here is you're fighting your battles. If you look at an arena, then you go, you see the gods always looking at us fighting, and your grandmother is watching you fight. And the more you fight and the more you struggle, the more she holds on. Well,
oh,
I need to worry about my grandchild, you see. You're giving her a reason to have her position.
Oh, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So you need to drop. It isn't about changing or being in a different situation, but be in a different perspective with your story, and in that story, move your grandmother on. So either in a visualization or in prayer and song, which I feel is really strong for you, pray your grandmother to go, and you will see what will happen. You will see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Break her visa. Take away her visa, honey.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. And I'd like to just kind of listen in.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see if we have our guest here. I have it a different number. So those of you that are just tuning in to Awakenings, you're on air today with, we have guest co-host Paulo D'Oro is calling in from Maui. And our guest today is astrologer, author, teacher, Alan Okun. He is the author of book I absolutely love, Soul-Centered Astrology, to name a few, Rulers of the Horoscope, Complete Astrology. And you can also go to Wisdom Astrology, believe it is .com, also for more information of him. Let's see. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yes. Great. So just excited to have you back on. Great to hear
your voice. Thank you.
And you've been, we've got a co-host here, Paulo D'Oro. Now, you were recent. Last time we talked, you were in Portugal, and then I believe you went to Bali. And now, are you back stateside or?
Well, just until the 15th of October when I returned to Portugal.
Oh, so okay.
Well, I was here in America for 6 months. And I arrived on the 1st of April, and I'm going back to Portugal for 6 months in October. And then in April, I'm going to be at the NORAC, the Northwest Astrological Congress up in Seattle, which takes place every year. And then in May, I go to New Orleans to speak at the United Astrology Congress, which is amazing, 1,500 astrologists in 35 countries. But
wow! Now, where is that going to be? Where is that going to be?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay.
That happens every 3 years.
Okay. And just so people can get in touch with you, because we had a lot of emails last time of the best, is it the alanoken.com? Is that the best way to connect?
There are two. Alanoken.com, of course, that's my website, and people can subscribe to my free monthly newsletter there, alanoken.com. And then they can reach me at alanoken22@yahoo.com, alanoken22@yahoo.com. And for the next few weeks, I'm not doing any more private readings. I'm booked up to the max, and then I'll start reading again after the 25th of October when I'm in Lisbon. What's so wonderful is that in this day and age, as long as there's a computer, as long as there's Skype, I can talk to any of my students or clients or friends or family, no matter where I am on the planet. And I make a triangle, and the triangle is Portugal, New Mexico, Bali. And I keep moving between those two places.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alan, we can dive in a bit. And if people do have questions, comments about their path, you can in regards to astrology, you can call in at 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. Let's me know you want to be on air. We've been talking a bit about this constriction, you know, that's taking place right now, a bit, or feeling that way anyway, with Saturn in Libra and then the Pluto-Uranus square. Do you have any insights for us on this? I know you do because I get your newsletter. But how to best maybe deal with this, and what does this mean for us in our shifting, in our awakening? What is happening with these energies, basically?
Well, there's this enormous, as we all know, enormous polarization taking place in the United States. Between the nominal Democrats, nominal Republicans. I mean, to me, it's a force of innovation trying to enter the planet Uranus and Aries, which is stuck by Pluto in Capricorn, which represents established forces from the past, established power forces from the past. I think that the Mystic Perry represents those, incarnates those perfectly. And Mr. Obama represents the other, but the point is that the old has been around for a very long time, and the new is just coming in, doesn't have the same power. And there we have Saturn in Libra, which is, you know, not exactly balancing these forces, but creating polarity between these structures. So where it hits us personally is through our solar plexus and the economics of the time, which are very threatening to a lot of people. And when you get hit in your solar plexus, the dynamic is that you experience is personal survival. You lose your objectivity into the greater world. Fear possesses you, and you go for what sounds right in terms of putting a chicken in your pot or granola in your bowl, and stability in the job. Well, there is no stability, and whether the Republicans get in or the Democrats get in, there's going to be no stability, because whoever wins, there's still going to be the polarization of forces, and the new, as I said, doesn't have the same power as the old, because it's new. It's an adolescent coming in to meet an old man that is anchored and anchored out through fear. And it's a very serious situation. In addition to that, there are climatic and earth changes that have been in the past couple of years, most notably since that horrible tsunami that took place, I believe, in December of 2004. There are these increasing earth changes that are on the planet and will continue to be so. And I see June, July, and August of 2012 to be riddled with duality in terms of the body politic. Of course, that's just before the election. One would expect
right.
that, but it's going to be worse because, than usual, because that's when you'll have the exact a square of Pluto in Capricorn squaring to Uranus in Aries at 8 degrees of those two signs. So I would expect us to have some very severe Earth changes during that time, earthquakes and storms and the like, as well as, quote, earthquakes, unquote, in terms of the political rhetoric and power struggles that have been going on and will be going on and will increase. I think
now,
that,
Alan, when are you seeing this? When are you seeing this?
June, July, August of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is with the Libra, the polarity, it's almost like harmony through conflict, it seems like. We're enacting that there's so much polarization. When do you see the harmonization coming in?
I don't. That's the problem.
That's the problem, yes. So when... Yeah,
I don't. I just see the conflict, and Saturn in Libra works to equilibrate the two opposing forces, but the forces aren't equal to begin with, unless those of us who believe in the incoming energies of what I would call spiritual socialism, and we take a stand and work for that. I think the best thing that can happen to us, and in this case, I have to move from my place of impartial wizard into Alan, a father, grandfather, human being on this planet, the lesser of the two difficulties that we see are certainly in the Democratic Party, even though that's filled with all sorts of nastiness too. But you know, the best thing that can happen is for, and I think it will, is for Kerry to get the nomination for the Republican Party, and then that will probably change a lot of undecided voters to move into the Obama camp. But here I'm moving away from being the impartial observer into my own political views, and I shouldn't really do that.
Well, you can, as long as you're saying that. I think that's great. Yeah, you feel that would help the less polarization, you know?
Well, yes. I mean, to me, the ideal, again, it's personal, the ideal would be to have Perry running for president and Bachman running for vice president. That will send a lot of people to Costa Rica really fast.
Right, I know. Well, that's it. A lot of people are, you know, looking, you know, Australia, New Zealand, a lot of people are setting up communities and camps elsewhere. Monopoly in the chat, and we will get to the phone lines if you have a question, you know, about the shift in regards to astrology and what's going on universally. The number's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. I do see callers. I will be getting to you. If you press 1, then I'll know that you have a question. Monopoly in the chat is asking, what do you think about Ron Paul then?
Well, I mean, she is certainly a person who has his principles that are very deeply rooted. He has a very strong intellect, and I don't think he's a negative person. Whereas I think that I think that Romney is a narcissist. I think that Perry is not a nice person. Bachman is totally out of her mind. Paley is a dangerous cheerleader. Most of those people are absolutely nuts, and Ron Paul is not nuts. You know, he has a definite sense of personal belief system. But again, it's pretty wacky, that whole conservative dynamic and the sense of religion that plays through it, a religion which is overly simplistic and definitely polarized. It would be wonderful, wonderful if real Christians were running for office, real Christians. Then I would vote to them, you know. Mm. But the only real Christian I see is Obama, and who transcends Christianity because he has a much more global perspective. But he does definitely has the love of Christ in his heart. These other people are, you know, it's the Crusades, you know, it's the Christians against the Muslims, or the Jews in the middle. and it, we might as well be in the 14th century, except that there are weapons of mass destruction around. But,
yeah,
we've
got to get out of that. We've got to get out of that century. We keep replaying. Okay, we have a couple of, let's see, people. Okay, I just lost the 202 number if you call back. I know you had a question for Alan, and you got bounced out. So press 1 on the keypad, those of you that are calling in, 347-539-5122. That'll get you back in. So we have a question at 469-471. Hello, welcome to Awakening. Hello. Okay, try the next one. And 202-726, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Oh, great. Is the connection clear?
Yes, can hear you well. What's your name?
First name is Yabo, I-Y-A-B-O, Yabo.
Hi, Yabo.
Hi, actually, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm just so excited.
Did you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I'm seeing someone, and they are a Scorpio with a Capricorn moon, and I am a Virgo. I have a Libra rising, and my moon is in Leo. We've been talking for some time now, and it's kind of getting to the point where I'm really starting to wonder if, all of the obstacles I've gone through with him, which I know he's
I'm going to interrupt you because it's really, if you want the chart, I mean, that's like to just with those aspects.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to take more to do an in-depth reading, but do you have something, unless you want to jump in there, Alan, do you have something?
Well, I mean, you are perfectly correct, Michelle. I can't answer your question unless I see the two horoscopes and I compare them and I study them. And that would take me about a half hour to 45 minutes to study them. Take me about 45 minutes to answer your question. So, unfortunately, I can't answer the question right now.
So
I guess my personal question would be, I have been seeing each other, and he, and when we first met, he had a ex-girlfriend.
Thank you for calling.
It's what?
I said the lady didn't hear the answer to her question. And so because she keeps asking me the same question again, I'm going to have to give her the same answer. God bless you. But I can't answer your question unless I examine your horoscopes. And that's what I said before. So God bless you, dear. God bless both of you.
Yeah. I think the thing is, if you have a personal where we're going with this that's more universal or has to do with the shift or awakening, if it's something specific
I'm not going to do personal horoscopes.
Yeah.
If you want to, all means contact me privately.
Yeah. Because it takes, you can't just give the sun and the moon to see what, there's a lot more that's going on there. But that does bring up, too, going back in what she's bringing up, these conflicts right now that are coming up anyway in relationship with that, Pluto-Uranus square and the Saturn in Libra. I am hearing that a lot, Alan. Do people, whether it's a job or situation, people wanting to either bail out, leave, run away, or staying too long, is that part of the polarity playing out, that these extremes are happening?
I mean, it's that dear Yabo, that dear young lady, asking, after I speak about something incredibly universal that applies to billions of people, the interest is my boyfriend and me. That is not negative. I mean, of course, that's important to that person's life. But I would say, what are you and your boyfriend doing to help the planet? If you could find an interest where you band together in service, if you find a charity that you can contribute a few hours a week to together, that working for a third party that is transcendental and impersonal, that will bring you closer together, or definitely show that the paths are disparate. So what is required now of all of us is to not search for our soulmate, but to mate with our soul.
I love that.
The searching of the soulmate is temporary, and it's all hormones. And mm-hmm. But the soul is permanent. Now, don't get me wrong. I was young once, and I've had lovers, and I've been married a couple of times. I have children and grandchildren. I mean, I know about passion and human existence, you know. But my point is that we have to, right now, we live in very dangerous times. And it mm-hmm. is, and that danger and that chaos from very huge collective levels will filter down into the personal, making relationships very challenging. And the way that we can soften the challenge in our relationships is by finding something which transcends the personal, so that we mm-hmm. move into giving, not giving so I get something, but giving so that I give. And mm-hmm. that is not to negate the importance of me and my boyfriend. We've invested a year of knowing one another, and what do you think was your astrologer? I mean, that's an important question for any two young people or old people, whatever it happens to be. But the issue that we're dealing with is how can we create a better world, and mm-hmm. as an individual, as a couple, and that is by finding ways that we can give without seeking so much personal self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And that keeps, so that is moving really into that Aquarian energy of service and group. And I like what you said, it's not, you know, taking ourselves into account personally, but perhaps not overdwelling there, if that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how much can you dwell on yourself? How narcissistic, you know? I mean, and yet that's very, very important. You are important. You do count. You are important. Well, there is a relationship between you personally and the divine force. That's what astrology mm-hmm. proves. That's what astrology shows, that the geometry of God, it manifests in your life as certain events, personality characteristics, destiny, and the like. So each individual is very important, and I, as a human being, I don't discount the importance of each person individually. It's just that in terms of the larger paradigm in which we live, this Aquarian age paradigm, it's when we have to individuate ourselves relative to our path of service and join with other men and women of goodwill and cooperate towards creating a better world actively, not just sitting on our butts. But actively, you know, the thing that the right has, the Christian right especially, is that they know how to mobilize as a group. And so much of their energy is tied up into this religious thing, that a lot of those emotions go there so that they can be manipulated politically, you know, towards certain causes that very non-Christian political leaders, or nominally Christian but are not Christian, they can then manipulate to the sense of personal power and personal gain. And it's up to those people that have a sense of the Christ in their heart, whether you call it Christ or Krishna, whatever you call it, whatever your nominal religion may be, it's all the same, for God's sake. There's only one God. So, I mean, it's just to get it together and join with other people of goodwill and do something in the world to make the world better. That's what I believe.
Now you've talked about the law of that Libra is the law of polarity and karma. Can you explain that a bit? How that is working out through? And is that for the October, or is that with the Saturn in Libra? Or is there an umbrella right now of working through polarity and karma right now? Are we under, I guess, that umbrella?
Well, you know, Libras work in two ways. Either they sit next to you or they sit opposed to you. Either you're in a place of complement or you're in a place of opposition. Yeah, the law of karma is very Libran because Libra rules balance. So it's Newton's third law of gravity. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's karma. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And in terms of the larger arena, Saturn in Libra concretizes that. So that if you have been, it's just so basic. I mean, it's in the Bible. You know, what you do unto others, that you'd have others do unto you. I mean, as you go, so shall you reap, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. And people forget that. They forget it, and they keep creating more karma. So that's a difficult thing. Right now, there's a disequilibrium in the world, which is reflected in the world economic situation, which is reflected in the political situation, which is reflected in personal relationships. There's a tremendous disequilibrium.
Mm.
And it's not going, you know, America loves instant coffee. America loves fast food. America is a child. America's an adolescent. It wants instantaneous solutions, and it thinks it's going to get it. That is not the case. Not the case. Mm. You can get Band-Aids, but to create deep solutions, you have to go deeper into the issues. You can't just have the CNN headline news telling you, and in 5 minutes you got the news, you turn up the TV, and now you know everything. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is talking about being different places in our path. So how, I guess one thing I want to get your input on, Alan, is coming from your wisdom, your life experience, you know, studying esoterically, studying astrology, as a collective, in a way, where are we going and where do we need to be focusing? And you said it earlier with this new paradigm, the Aquarian paradigm. It is so different, and especially I agree with you with the United States, we're the baby, you know, we want, the, like you said, the instant gratification. But what do people need to be doing, I guess, individually to assist in this shift that is taking place?
Well, first of all, I move between the New World, America, the Middle Age world, which is Europe, and the Ancient World, which is Asia. And I go between these three places very frequently, and I mean all the time. And it is amazingly different, the collective mindset in Europe and in Asia, than it is here in the United States. I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's worse. You can make arguments for left, right, and center. Yeah, because, I mean, there are certain things that are great in Bali, but much better in America. There are things that are fabulous in Europe and much better in Asia. I mean, you can go on and on like that. I'm not judging bitter or worse, but so much. But basically, it just comes down to the same thing. Are you treating your life with truth? Are you living in your truth? And if you don't know what your truth is, find out. And then once you discover it, be willing to make your sacrifices for your truth.
Mm.
It's hard to do because most of us live in this Hollywood world of Neptunian fantasy where we don't want to see the reality. It'll go away. Something else will take its place, like switching dials on the TV. But your essential essence will go away when you're not conscious of it. Once you're conscious of your essential essence, it will never go away. And then you, as an individual, each one of you who are listening, then you will have real power. And that's the power of your consciousness. And that needs to be developed, especially if you're going to make changes in this world. Because look at the power of unconsciousness. Look how it's taking over. It's ruling us. You know, the power of unconsciousness. Poor Mr. Obama. You know, he has, his legs are in mud. He's so slow because those forces have just grabbed him, and he's one guy who can't do it all by himself. Just can't, no matter how well-intended he is. Yeah. It should be all of us, you know, all of us helping this man to bring in this new vision and, you know, and to work in some way, I mean, to get the guy reelected, because even though we're very disappointed in what has not taken place, because we have this image of freedom from this horrible righteous Christian oppression, and that's not happening. It's only happening
now. That is also, though, a shadow part of the you know, of this the group consciousness, the oneness that we're connecting back in with the Aquarian Age, is the shadow part of the groups, the people that just band together without tolerance, right, or acceptance, or,
absolutely.
You know, I guess,
right? There's a sense of the self-righteous. God talks to me. I mean, the point is that type of sixth ray illusion, that type of Neptunian ideology, coats the Christian rite, and it brings cohesion to them, and as a result, it brings power. But the power is based on illusion that they're right and other people are wrong. I mean, I just came back from a year and a half in the largest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia. I've been going back and forth to Indonesia since 1983. I speak Indonesian. And I just was there for a year and a half in 240 million Muslims. It's the largest Muslim country in the world. And, yeah, there was the bombing in Bali for sure, but there was bombing everywhere. There was bombing in the subways of London. Those people, for the most part, are the kindest, sweetest, gentlest, respectful men and women, those Indonesian Muslims. And God bless them, that's what I say. And we don't know that. We don't know just what lovely, lovely group of people they are. You know, we make them into enemies. Because
yes, Jill. Hello? Paula,
yeah,
are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, I heard a question. So you're saying, Alan, in a sense, so if we're looking, in a sense, astral, that old order. Now, is the aspect of Pluto breaking this old order down or dissolving it? Is that it?
I don't think so. I think Pluto is the first ray planet, and Capricorn is the first ray sign. And so you have this very intense first ray energy, which when it's perverted gives rise to plutocrats. That's where the name comes from. And they're gangsters, and they work from underneath the surface to have power and power over the economic system. That's what Capricorn's all about, the system of economics. And Capricorn is also a third ray sign. It's on the first, third, and seventh rays. And Saturn's a third ray planet. That rules economics. The third ray rules economics. And so now you have this Plutonian force, which when it's polarized to the negative, creates underground power centers that hold the economics in place. There have never, ever been in the history of humanity more, not just millionaires, more billionaires than ever. And there, as I'm speaking, at least by the time I start the sentence and end the sentence, maybe 100 or 200 children have died of hunger. And yet you have all, not just people who are affluent. I mean, this is America, if you please. You know, if you work hard and you pay your dues and you reach a certain degree of affluence, God bless you. Done by the sweat of your brow. But I'm talking about manipulative power centers, and they're all over the world and very well centered in the United States.
There's another agenda there.
A whole other agenda. It's the agenda which believes that the material world is real. And if you want to see a huge illusion, just look around you. The material world is a total illusion.
So does one individually, and I agree with you, there is this playing out of these power structures, almost like exoteric power versus perhaps the esoteric, the ones that are based right? Literally and figuratively. So how do we begin to shift this more? Because clearly we don't have the monetary power. I have my mystical power. But how do we begin to harness this more and not get in the trap
It's very difficult because when you say we, I'm assuming you're meaning the middle classes.
Well, those and those that have a different have a different consciousness. I mean, just for example, I think anybody, unless there's pathology there, anybody that has extra, like when I go shopping with a friend or I go out to lunch, if I know that friend doesn't, and I have friends that don't make as much money as I do, I don't ask them to pay. I pay for them. It's not a
That's
big
correct.
Deal.
That's
right?
Correct.
So to me, if you have, you know, I've even paid for people to come visit me. I pay for their plane fare. I mean, if you have billions or millions, it would be logical that you would have you would want to pay more, whatever that is, more taxes or schools
Definitely.
Or bills, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So how do the people that have that consciousness, what do we need to tap into more to get that more of a prevalent thought out there?
Well,
I guess.
The richest man in the world is Mr. Gates with $59 billion as reported in Forbes. And the second richest man is Mr. Buffett with $39 billion.
Right.
Those two guys put together to give away billions of dollars every year. They're conscious, good men. Oprah Winfrey, one of the wealthiest women in the world, she gives away a lot of money. She's a very, you know, beautiful human being. So you do have, you know, a lot of people, a lot of wealthy people who are giving away a lot of money, but the majority do not, except if it's a tax deduction. It's not being given with the heart. It's being given with economic strategy. So if you're just making it and you don't have any money to give, I mean, you can always give 10 cents, I mean, or a dollar, and just the act of giving is the law of circulation. But I think it's, the most important thing is your thought mechanism. So this,
okay.
You know, from the point of light within the mind of God, from the point of light within the mind of God, that light streams forth into the minds of men and women. So it comes through mind. So where is your mind focused? Is your mind focused on your boyfriend and that's it? Is your mind focused on buying a new dress? Where is your mind focused? If your mind, at least some of the time, is focused on collective issues and how to resolve them, if your mind is focused sometimes on getting the right people in office or the right people to run for office, if your mind is focused there some of the time, then you're doing service to the planet. Then you're doing service to the planet. That makes all the difference, where your mind is focused. If your mind is narcissistically involved with yourself, too bad for you. I don't care how much granola you eat.
Mm-hmm. So getting the focus, like you said before, on service, onto the path. I also feel somehow the coming together that, you know, programs like this, groups, the connecting and reaffirming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I feel, right? And in some ways, I feel
some local group in your community whose ideals and your ideals are one, and in which you can participate in an individual way, which is not going to the church of your choice and putting $5 or $1 or $10 in the collection bowl and think you're doing your bit, because you're not doing it yourself. So it's a matter of joining some force somewhere for the urge to good and participating and do something for free. You know, I mean, in the hour that I'm spending on this broadcast, I could earn a fee doing a horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
In the time when I'm in Portugal, once a month or more often, I give lectures for free. You write an article for some magazine that you believe in, and you donate that. There are ways to give. There are ways to contribute. Everyone can do that in some form.
I like that. You know, and I find, too, what you're saying, Alan, it also is empowering for people, because then you're part of that creative solution. You're giving. Your life energy, life force is contributing, is being put into the whole.
Exactly. Exactly. If we had more programs like this, you know, than in the media, wouldn't that be wonderful? It would be nice if we had a wisdom channel That was just at Fox News.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh.
But the money is not in wisdom. The
money
is in faith.
Yeah. I've been up for a few TV pilots with networks, and they're all, you know, the first thing that comes in is, you know, where is the when the drama going to come in? Does there have to be? Not everybody wants to see, you know, there's enough drama just being human, but to not focus on that. But let's hold that space. I like that thought for a wisdom channel. I like that.
I work with John Edward. You know, John Edward is just amazing. I'm sure you all know him. He crossed an
I
over
know him
thing.
Actually personally. Yep.
John is such a truthful human being. He is so unglamorous. You know, I mean, you have to love him because, you know, he's just a normal guy that comes from, you know, a policeman father and a teacher mother, an elementary school teacher mother. And he is brilliant. I mean, when I'm with Batman, I see a white magician in action. He is superb, and I love the guy like my brother. And so he's doing his best. And we put together a website called IQ, Infinite Quest, infinitequest.com. You might want to visit it. And John and I put that together, and it has like a whole roster of wonderful people. But if there are more radio programs like yours, Michelle, and more IQ websites like ours, that would be great. But people, the money and the power are in very negative forces, and how to extricate that into goodness is a problem that a lot of people are working on. I just want to assure everybody who is listening that there are some very powerful men and women at work for good in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think the one you said, because we're winding out here, but the one thing I want to bring back to that I think that you said was so powerful is everybody individually to get involved in it. Some way, somehow. Doesn't have to be with money, but it's the mindset, the, you know, creating that space for the more of the light to come in whatever way.
That is
true. Alan, are winding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying we are winding out here. I'd reread that soul-centered astrology book. I love that. Now, you've got a new book out, too, The Rulers of the Horoscope. Is that new? And also Complete Astrology.
Well, The Complete Astrology I wrote many years ago, but they keep reissuing it in new editions, which is kind of nice. And
that's why.
A lot of astrology books. And Rulers of the Horoscope is a great book for intermediate to advanced students of astrology. It shows you how to get through the labyrinth of the natal chart. And also on my website, I have lots and lots and lots of articles for free that people can download and print out. And also, there are all the back issues of my newsletter, and each newsletter contains two articles, and they're all available to people totally free of charge.
Yeah, and they're great. They're great articles. Thank you so much, Alan, for being on Awakenings, taking the time out of your schedule to share with us. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, call upon me again anytime, and it's a pleasure to
see
you.
Oh, I will.
All right.
All the best. All right. Blessings and light. So that was our guest, Alan Okun, astrologer, author, teacher. You can find out more information at alanokun.com. That's alanokun.com. And I think one of the most important things that he said is about taking the time to individually do something. You know, just reach out, just do something. Paulo, your thoughts on that? You were quiet.
Yes, I was excited. Expressing in the chat room, I'm a man, I think my multitasking is limited. But anyway, I believe that every time these powers or shadows come up, that if we just call them out and recognize them, that's doing something. That's absolutely an action.
I love that. Just calling it out, I love that. And giving people something to do. Well, Paulo and I will be back next Wednesday with bells on our toes. I don't know, Bose. 12 to 12:45, tuning in, readings, healing light, channeling, transmissions, just connecting and sharing. That's at 12 to 12:45 Pacific time, and then 12:45 we have our awakened guest coming on. So thanks, everyone, for connecting in and shining your light and sharing your insight. So appreciated connecting with everyone. And Paulo, as usual,
aloha.
Great to have you here. Aloha.
And I would like to say that if they want, I create talisman and jewelry for this changing shift of times that brings in ancestral work and brings in light. And actually, you can wear talismans to help empower you during this time. Contact me at my email and on Facebook, and you can see some of my work. And it's always wonderful to play in this beautiful, empowered space with you, Michelle. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. And I just put it, Paulo at planetproperties.com. And you'll have a website coming up with all your sacred jewelry and
talismans. As soon as I get that all together, I will definitely share that.
I want to see it. I want to see it. All right, everyone. It's great to be here every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. And again, 12 to 12:45 tuning in for you. And our awakened guest at 12:45. And our guest today was Alan Okun, astrologer, author, and teacher. So until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Great.